I have fallen off the wagon and I don't know how to reset. What do you recommend? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Laura Dillon from Facebook says, I need help. I've fallen off the wagon and I don't know how to reset myself. What do you guys suggest to do to reset? I loved the way I felt when I went through the 28 days and just slowly and gradually added foods into my lifestyle that I shouldn't have. I know JJ suggests the 28 days once or twice a year, but I just did it at the beginning of this year. Do I need to do the 28 days again, or is this something else I can do? All right, the 28 days she's talking about is going through the virgin diet, pulling out the foods that you most likely are reacting to, and then going back and checking to see which foods work for you and which foods don't. However, I have some recommendations, because the bigger highlighting question here is, you know, and weight regain's a thing. It's a real thing. It is a thing. Is what the heck do I do about that? And what happens if I get off track? I will be right back with some brilliant and super effective suggestions. All right, Laura, and anyone else who's ever fallen off the wagon, where did that come from? I'd love to know the history of falling off the wagon, because it's pretty much everybody. I'm doing this, recording this live right now on Instagram, and I'm going to ask, like, who's fallen off the wagon? Whoever has hit weight regain is like, what the heck do I do? So what I want you to think of are, what do we need to put in place to help us stay consistent on our eating plan? I use diets short-term therapeutically to get a result or learn something about myself, right? That's where I think diets should be, like the virgin diet set up for you to go through and figure out your hidden food intolerances. And then when you do that, you take the foods that work for you and you incorporate them into your diet. You take the foods out that don't. The sugar impact diet is really to figure out how many carbohydrates you should have and where sugar is sneaking in and how to retrain your taste buds to appreciate the natural sweetness. Once you do that, then you can go into things like keto or intermittent fasting. And so use these types of diets to get you dialed in to what's working for you that you can pull into your daily eating plan. And if you find yourself starting to slip, here are some things that you can do. Number one, most important, and I used to never say this, is weigh in daily. Now, back in the old days, long, long time ago, I used to tell people never to weigh. And then I went, this is ridiculous. I would bring my scale with me and I'd take the scales out of their house. And then I decided, you know what? I'm going to make sure that they're weighing in every single day, because what the studies show is that, you know, when you weigh in every single day, you actually are going to have, a better time at managing and maintaining your weight. If you don't weigh in every day, all of a sudden you get on a scale a month later and you've been wearing Lululemons every day and things have slid seriously downhill. So weigh in daily, use a journal and really track what you're eating and how you're feeling, and do not lie to yourself, right? So a journal is another great one. Get into a community. I have a Facebook community called the JJ Virgin Lifestyle Community, and I would highly recommend joining that. It is free. I opened it up when the pandemic hit so we could make sure we supported everybody. Used to be for people who were in going through the programs, but now we just opened it up. Join us there for community. Grab yourself a coach, because boy, when you commit with time and money, it makes a big difference. So grab a coach and work on whatever issue it is so that you can retire it and get it gone forever. Then I believe that you do virgin diet once a year, because food intolerances can start at any point. Make sure that you go through the sugar impact diet and really determine where sugar's sneaking in. If you find it sneaking back, go in and do it again. And then I also take my community through a detox twice a year, because we do have a tendency to retox a little, don't we? You know, even the best of us. And so some of it just helps us tighten back down, get some good habits in place, et cetera. So that's another thing that I do. And I think it's great when you do these with a friend, you do them with a community, you're going to tend to have better results, and it's actually fun. So there you go. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.